Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report, spotlighting our Oklahoma FFA area stars for 2018. All during April, we're talking with the 20 FFA members who've been named an area star in one of four disciplines. This week, we're focusing on the five area stars in agri-science. Today, we have with us Colton McCracken of the VISI FFA chapter, your Northwest area star in agri-science. Our special salute to these high achievers be made possible by AFR, the American Farmers and Ranchers, proud to support Oklahoma's youth. Visit the AFR website, IAFR.com, to learn more about how AFR supports the young people of Oklahoma. We're back with Colton of the VISI FFA in just a moment.
At AFR Insurance, we know you're busy. There's work to be done, and you don't have time to hassle with your insurance claim. That's why our claims department prides itself in prompt, friendly service. Just what you should expect from your insurance company. Auto, home, farm, and life insurance for busy Oklahomans. AFR Insurance, insuring rural and urban tomorrows.
With us today, Colton McCracken of the VISI FFA chapter. He's your Northwest area star in agri-science. And Colton, tell us about your experiment that got you here to be one of the five finalists for the star in agri-science for Oklahoma for 2018.
Okay, so this is a project that I ended up taking all the way to the national convention and received national gold there. I tested three different weights of arrows, and what I tested with those three different weights of arrows is how much kinetic energy they would put on my target.
Okay. So, you know, what got you interested in archery then?
It's something I've always had interest in, and I've always mainly deer hunting, and I've always archery hunted since I was a little kid, and it's just always been a passion of mine.
So deer hunting by bow is what you really like?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about the results that you found that you shared with the judges.
Okay. I tested the 360 grain arrow, the 400 grain arrow, and the 420 grain arrow. And the 420 grain arrow, I figured, would have the slowest velocity but create the most force because of its mass. And that proved true after my experiments, and it did have the slowest velocity, but it created the most amount of force, which is the most ideal if you're in the field hunting.
Tell me a little bit about your involvement with FFA. What all have you done?
I have showed pigs. I have been involved in trap shooting, agri-science fair, meats judging. I think that's about it.
Now, you mentioned the fact that you were at Indianapolis this last year.
It was Louisville.
So a couple of years
yes,
ago.
Yes, sir.
Okay, a couple of years ago, you were involved with the AgriScience Fair there. How did that go? Your impressions as you came away from that?
It was nice because it was the only time I got to go to the national convention, and so AgriScience gave me the opportunity to attend the national convention, which ended up being the only time I'd get to go. Mm-hmm. And it was just a neat experience. Got to meet a lot of new people and ended up winning national gold. So I got what I went
wow,
for.
That's exciting. Tell me, what do you think FFA's done for you then?
It's helped me with my speaking probably more than anything. Through the AgriScience Fair, I had to learn how to speak and explain to the judges what my project was about, mm-hmm. and just my ability to meet new people and not be shy to meet anyone or okay. introduce myself.
What's the plan after graduation?
I'm going to play baseball and major in pre-vet at Northern Oklahoma College in Tonkawa.
Very good. Thank you, Colton. Colton McCracken from the VISI FFA chapter. He's your Northwest area star in agri-science. Our thanks to AFR, American Farmers and Ranchers, for sponsoring our coverage of the Oklahoma FFA stars, all of whom will be honored in the upcoming Oklahoma State FFA Convention, the 1st and 2nd of May. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.